Good morning. Oh God. Good morning. This is Ron Smith. The show you're listening to is the Ron Smith Star Talent Showcase, Children of the Light, or COTL for short, Ministries. So, now, I want to say good morning to each and every one. Yesterday, I had a great time. It was a good time. It was a good time. It started getting a little hectic around when the fashion show started, and people were like bumping into me a lot. That becomes very hectic. I have my camera with me. I didn't have my tripod that I normally would have. But, you know, I'm that type of person, man. You know, you got to give me space to do my camera work, man. And I'm up against these photographers, and they're idiots. Really, they are, man. And it was a nice little fashion show. It was very short. The clothing was very nice. You know, I enjoyed looking at the clothing and seeing the models. Akira, once again, she does a great show, fashion show. Her line was, it wasn't so much lingerie this time, it was more of a nightlife type of dress, and that was cool. Now, in this half hour, well, it's not half an hour, but let me tell you, today's date is, I believe, the July 19th. The time is now 7:33 a.m. in the morning. Thanking God that I got home safely. My accessory did show up. It was a few minutes late. But you know something? Let's talk about this accessory business for a second. Getting out to the place, I had to go pick up my suit. And then from picking up my suit, I had to get my, I was trying to get my medicine from Target. And I don't want to give, I don't want to go into all of that, you know. Certain personal reasons. There's idiots out there. You know something? Let me start over again. Should I start over again? No. Let me continue. Okay, so by the time I got around the place, the accessorized vehicle was standing outside. And I told the guy, I said, you know, you're kind of early, man. He's gonna tell me no, and he's not. Now, I have a problem with just remembering certain stuff. Sometimes, you know how you're rushing. You don't want to rush. Rushing just brings on anxiety, you know? And I contacted the accessorized people, and they said, no, he's on time, so. And so, they make you wait and hold on to the phone. So now, then they tell you that, oh yeah, well, he must have left. So you're saying, okay, he left already. All right, so you don't have to rush. Then they call you back and say, oh no, he's still down there. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm having this anxiety of having to rush. Because I went and got dressed and everything, and then all of a sudden now you can't find your keys, you can't get this done, you're waiting for the elevator. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, man, instead of me just going through all of this craziness, let me just do this. So I stopped. I literally stopped rushing. And just said, if he leaves, just let him leave. That's it. Just let it go. And so, coming to the realization of that, I sat down, got something to eat, took my time. He wasn't there anyway. And I just left and got a cab, you know, and was able to get some, you know, a cab to take me where I need to go. I got to where I got to go. But these accessorite people, man, they are just a pain in the neck. They really are. If you were able to take the regular transit, you wouldn't need a accessorite. They expect everybody to be on time, but they are never on time. And the few times that they are on time, they just, oh God. Anyway, listen, let me go. I'll talk to you guys later on. Take care.